Hello, this message is for singles. I want you to know that God loves you. Just to know, just let it register in your heart that God loves you. Don't let anything and anybody make you doubt the love of God. God loves you and He wants the best for you. I was deleting old emails from my phone. And I came across this write-up that was sent to me 11 years ago. It's titled "The Wrong Funeral." So I want to read it out to you just to encourage you. It says, "God doesn't make mistakes. He puts us where He wishes us to be." They say there are no mistakes. For everything, there is a purpose. We will never know where our paths will take us. So this lady wrote, "Consumed by my loss, I didn't notice the hardness of the pew where I sat. I was at the funeral of my dearest friend, my mother. She finally had lost her long battle with cancer. The hurt was so intense, I found it hard to breathe at times. Always supportive. Mother clapped loudest at my school plays, held box tissues while listening to my heartbreak, comforted me at my father's death, encouraged me in college, and prayed for me my entire life. When mother's illness was diagnosed, my sister had a new baby, and my brother had recently married his childhood sweetheart. So it fell on me, the 27-year-old middle child, without entanglements to take care of her. I counted it an honor. What now, Lord?" I asked, sitting in church. My life stretched out before me as an empty abyss. My brother sat stoically with his face towards the cross while clutching his wife's hand. My sister sat slumped against her husband's shoulder, his arms around her as she cradled their child. All so deeply grieving, no one noticed I sat alone. My place had been with her mother, preparing her meals, helping her walk, talk, taking her to the doctor, seeing to her medication, reading the Bible together. Now she was with the Lord. My job was finished and I was alone. I heard the door open and slam shut at the back of the church. Quick footsteps hurried along the carpeted floor. An exasperated young man looked around briefly and then sat next to me. He folded his hands and placed them on his lap. His eyes were brimming with tears. He began to sniffle. "I'm late," he explained, though no explanation was necessary. After several eulogies, he leaned over and commented, "Why do they keep calling Mary by the name of Margaret?" "Because that was her name, Margaret, never Mary. No one called her Mary," I whispered. I wondered why this person couldn't have sat on the other side of the church. He interrupted my grieving with his tears and fidgeting. "Who was this stranger anyway?" "No, that is incorrect," he insisted, as several people glanced over at us, whispering, "Her name is Mary, Mary Peters. That isn't who this is. Isn't this the Lutheran church?" "No, the Lutheran church is across the street." "Oh, I believe you are at the wrong funeral, sir." The solemnness of the occasion, mixed with the realization of the man's mistake, bubbled up inside me and came out as laughter. I cupped my hands over my face, hoping it would be interpreted as sobs. The creaking pew gave me away. Sharp looks from other mourners only made the situation seem more hilarious. I picked at the bewildered, misguided man seated beside me. He was laughing too, as I glanced around, deciding it was too late for an uneventful exit. I imagined Mother laughing at the final amen we darted out a door and into the parking lot. I do believe we'll be the talk of the town, he smiled. He said his name was Rick, and since he had missed his aunt's funeral, he asked me out for a cup of coffee. That afternoon began a lifelong journey for me with this man who attended the wrong funeral and was in the right place. A year after our meeting, we were married at a country church where he was the assistant pastor. This time, we both arrived at the same church right on time. In my time of sorrow, God gave me laughter. In place of loneliness, God gave me love. This past June, we celebrated our 22nd wedding anniversary. Whenever anyone asks us how we met, Rick tells them her mom and my aunt Mary introduced us, and it's truly a match made in heaven. Praise God. I pray that the Lord will... That's the end of the story. So this is my own prayer for you, that the Lord will grant you the grace to wait. He would grant you patience, and you will be at the right place and at the right time in Jesus' name. I look forward to hearing your testimonies. God bless you. Bye.